Hello and welcome. This is the top five on Press TV. Top U.S. officials are set to remain divided on whether they should save Iran's access to the international financial markets ahead of November and the U.S. sanctions. According to U.S. media, leaders of the SWIFT banking system held meetings with U.S. officials last week to make sure Tehran retains its access to the international banking system. Top officials at the U.S. Treasury Department also pushed for Tehran to remain connected with SWIFT. This, while President Donald Trump and some others have made it clear that SWIFT and European countries should end their business with Tehran in a bid to put maximum pressure on the Islamic Republic. Trump instructed his administration to restore all sanctions following his unilateral withdrawal from the Iran nuclear deal in May. The next set of sanctions is due to be reimposed on November 4th. That will target Iran's oil sector. Now, to discuss that more, we're joined by Mr. Edward Corrigan, international lawyer, on the phone from Ontario. Thank you very much, Mr. Corrigan, once again for joining us on Press TV's Top 5. Now, what do you make of this kind of division? Of course, we're not surprised to see people in the Trump administration not agreeing on the same policy and not pursuing the same policy as President Donald Trump orders. But regarding SWIFT and putting maximum pressure on Iran, now this is a very key issue. What do you make of this division?
Well, I think people who understand the financial implications of trying to exclude Iran from the financial system, they're afraid, and I think they're right, that it'll help spur the creation of an alternate system that will exclude the Americans and will deal with Iran, but also India, Turkey, Russia, China, and other countries. And this would, I think, accelerate the decline of the United States, as the United States would no longer be the dominant currency for trade. Countries could then resort to trading in their own currencies, or perhaps a euro or something else. But China is already moving towards this. India is, for example, is increasing its oil purchases from Iran. Turkey's doing the same thing. And if the United States loses its position as the dominant currency for trading in oil, this will have devastating impacts on the value of the dollar and also on the American economy. So actually, it's prudent. Trouble is, Donald Trump thinks impulsively. He just wants to bully and pressure people, and he thinks he can get away with this and is not considering the implications if it actually spurs the creation of an alternate system for payment of oil.
Mr. Corrigan, we also had the European leaders saying that they would be willing to moving away from SWIFT and creating their own system of financial transactions. Do you believe that that could also be another point that these people who are trying to keep Iran connected to the SWIFT, they have that also in mind?
I think so, and because if the Europeans create an alternate system, it'll have a huge impact on the Americans. And I think the people who are thinking towards the future understand that. But I don't believe that Donald Trump he's not a strategic thinker. He just reacts spontaneously and acts like a bully. He thinks he can impose it, but if it spurs the creation of an alternate system to the SWIFT system, it'll have a huge impact on the United States, and in fact, break all the countries out of the world out from underneath the control of the Americans. And of course, this will have an impact on the value of the dollar. So the people who are thinking long term realize that this is an error. And by keeping Iran in the system, it will, in fact, support the system longer, even though it's already under a lot of pressure. But it's the pressure tactics and the bullying tactics that are causing the problem. And if, India, Russia, China, Iran, Turkey, other countries, maybe the BRICS, all opt out of the American system, it's the Americans that will pay a very, very heavy price.
Now, Mr. Corrigan, this would be going completely against the orders of the President of the United States. How do you think the people in his administration, are they going to convince him that this would be the right move? Or is Donald Trump going to back off from this point? What is going to happen?
Well, Donald Trump is an unpredictable quantity. Sometimes they just pull the letter from a desk and he forgot about it. Other times they refuse to follow through his orders if it doesn't make any sense. But of course he is the president. He can push for things that he wants, but there's a lot of pushback, I think, from people who actually understand how the international monetary system works, and that would get him to back off. But Trump doesn't understand these things, and two, he's very stubborn, and he wants to use his bullying tactics if he thinks it'll get a result that will be advantageous for him. But I don't think that's how the system works, and right now there's, you know, massive pressure from people to move away to an alternate system. If the Russians and the Chinese do so, and they're joined by India, Turkey, Iran, and a bunch of other countries, you know, you're going to have two rival systems, but it'll undercut the American system, and of course provide an alternate way of doing purchases and international financial transactions, which is what, you know, the more intelligent strategic people in the Washington don't want to see happen. So they want to maintain control, even if that means, you know, keeping Iran in the system so that it doesn't spur them to create an alternate system that's not under their control.
And Mr. Gorgon, one final question. If Iran stays connected to the SWIFT, how is America going to put maximum pressure on Iran? Because basically that was the ultimate point that could, in a way, put the most amount of pressure on Iran.
Well, the United States was considering creating exemptions for people to buy Iran oil. And, you know, so that's one possibility. But I think if they force Iran and other countries to create an alternate payment system, they're going to be the losers. It's not going to be, you know, it may put some pressure on Iran, but if Russia, China, India, you know, Turkey and Europe all adopt an alternate system, it's the Americans that are going to get their nose bloodied. And this is a way of Iran and other countries from getting outside of the control of the United States, at least in financial matters. The United States can still boycott, sanctions, you know, certain parts, and if they, you know, depending what they do with the World Court decision, they were ordered not to, embargo or sanction, you know, humanitarian aid, medicine, parts for the civil airplanes and food and stuff. You know, so that gives a lot of latitude for the Iranians, and then if they want to, have a sanctions on military equipment or something that was Nike is not already selling to Iran, you know, that's a different thing. So there's still other measures, but the big one is, of course, the financial one. But a lot of the other ones are irritants. For example, you can't make a cell phone call from Iran. You know, you're exempt from a lot of other systems that the United States controls, either through the World Bank or International Monetary Fund or itself directly. So there's still lots of pressure, but the big one is the financial issue. And if Iran can sell oil, then it basically can weather, I think, all the rest of the sanctions, because they're more of an irritation as opposed to, you know, financial blow to the country. And that's my view, and I think that's what the people in the Trump administration realize, that if they push for the limit and try to do this, it's going to backfire, and they will lose control of the international financial system, and Iran will be able to sell oil, maybe in direct currency, to China and to India and other places, to Europe. The euro is probably more secure, in fact, than the dollar, especially if the United States loses control of the system, which it basically has now.
Thank you very much, Mr. Edward Gorgon, international lawyer, joining us from Ontario.